The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. And here they're coming. Yay! Good morning! I am so happy to see all of you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. And here she comes. Here she comes. She's going to make the corner. No. Okay. It's all right. It all works out. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Everybody know what this is?
A sheep.
A sheep. You know what we're supposed to do with sheep? Take care of them. Right? Right? And so a shepherd takes care of a sheep. Someone told me that my stick looked an awful lot bigger than my sheep. And it does, and it does, and it does. But you see, a shepherd takes care of the sheep, all right? Leads them so that they'll find something to eat, leads them to find something to drink, make sure they can curl up and fall asleep and all kinds of wonderful things like that. Sometimes the shepherd needs the stick. Why do you think a shepherd would need the stick? That's it. That's it. Okay, here you go. See? Sheep. Stick. Tries to stop the sheep from going in the wrong direction. You use that to hook their back leg. Or, if they're not going where they're supposed to go, sometimes you just have to pat them on the rump and move them in the correct direction. All right? So shepherds have all kinds of things that they need to do. All right? In today's gospel story, though, Jesus says that Jesus is the good shepherd. So, has Jesus ever needed to pat you on the rump? Has Jesus ever needed to hook your back leg so that you don't run off? Well, maybe not officially, like, grab your back leg. But you see, what Jesus says is that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The good shepherd is reaching out like this to hold you, to embrace you, to encourage you, to bring you back in. But also, he's like this because he was willing to die on a cross for you and for me. That's how Jesus is our good shepherd. Not because he needs a stick to bang me in the rump, or a hook to grab my leg, but he has his arms wide open in love for all of you, for all of us, even you over there. Remember, Jesus is your good shepherd. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being our good shepherd. We thank you for opening your arms to embrace us, encourage us, and then walking beside us as we try to share your love. Be with us, Lord Jesus, today and always. And we thank you for this day. Amen. You guys have a great day, a wonderful day, a marvelous day.